AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. Chaos on a Southern California freeway as a wildfire whips across I-15 in the Cajon Pass. CHIPS officer Steve Carapia on KNBC.
Fire personnel and CHP personnel were escorting people back to their vehicles, and those vehicles that were able to be driven off, they were able to leave the scene.
The AP's Raquel Maria Dillon is driving there now.
You can see where the helicopters and planes drop fire retardant to stop that fire and keep the homes on the other side of the ridge safe.
Authorities are still guarding homes in Baldy Mesa, but at least five of them have burned. The victims of Thursday's shooting attacks in Tennessee are being remembered. Dignitaries attended a prayer vigil in Chattanooga. In Marietta, Georgia, a retired junior ROTC commander remembers one of the victims, Marine Lance Corporal Skip Wells.
He became a reservist. He was an artillery person up at Chattanooga, and his next goal was to go active duty with the Marines. He just wanted to serve.
Allahu Akbar.
Friday marked the end of Ramadan. Muslims celebrated with an outdoor prayer service in New York City. But in Iraq, the holiday was marred by at least 80 deaths. As we hear from AP correspondent Ross Simpson.
There was a suicide car bombing in an eastern province of Iraq, killing dozens of people who had gathered at a marketplace to mark the end of the holy month of Ramadan. At least 50 more people were wounded in a second attack in another town.
It's not confirmed, but the group, the Islamic State, has claimed responsibility. A magnitude 6.9 earthquake has struck in the Santa Cruz Islands in the South Pacific. No injuries reported. This is AP Radio News. President Obama is enjoying a father-daughter weekend in New York City with his teenage girls and some of their friends. Our Julie Walker reports on the start of the visit.
President Obama was headlining a Democratic fundraiser hosted by businessman George Logothetis and his wife. About 30 supporters were contributing up to $33,400 each. Then, with the politics out the way, the rest of Obama's New York overnighter was set aside for time with his teenage daughters, Malia and Sasha. 17-year-old Malia was spotted earlier this summer in Brooklyn on the set of HBO's Girls, where she reportedly was interning. Julie Walker, New York. The first
family lingered past 11 o'clock at Carbone, an Italian restaurant, and then they were off to the Whitney Museum of American Art for an after-hours tour. The Coast Guard says at least three people have been rescued from a plane crash in southeast Alaska, but there were five people on the plane. Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.